Nice throw.
It's all right. I got a ladder. I'll get it.
Actually, just tell Mrs. Donnelly her paper's on the roof and she can get it whenever she wants.
Oh, that's good thinking, Clark. I'll just have 80-year-old Mrs. Donnelly climb on her roof to get her newspaper.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Whoa. Clark. I was kidding. You can't do that.
All right, fine. Here, give her one of these.
This is yesterday's paper.
Well, at least it's not on the roof.
Clark, don't pick your nose in front of me, please.
I'm not picking, I'm scratching.
What are you scratching, your brain?
Yeah, because it's huge. Oh, can you break? Not now, I have 86 houses left. Can you fix it? Gus, what should I do with this?
I flick it.
Nothing leans in and gets inside. Here comes a fastball. Swing and a huge miss by Gretchen Peterson.
Hey, losers. We have a practice scheduled here. You gotta go.
I thought your practice was at 4:30.
It is, but we won't have a practice before our practice.
Oh, okay. Can we hit with you?
No, you suck. Why don't you go home and build your science projects?
Look, there's room for all of us. We'll just play catch off to the side.
Listen, we have a game tomorrow, and there's only one field to practice on. So, beat
up! Maybe this is a sign you should get a car.
My mother said I should hold off getting my license for one more year, you know, just to make sure my reflexes are fully developed.
Troy, I think you want some of your famous beef stew.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Do you need us to call your parents or something?
It actually didn't taste as bad as you think.
Nelson, wait! Let's just go to my house!
Oh, I love beef stew.
Why do kids have to be so freaking cruel? You know, I haven't been on an actual field in almost 20 years.
I've never even been on a field. If I tried, the kids in my neighborhood would spit loogies on my forehead.
That's awful, Clark. Baseball's America's pastime. That's like saying you've never had apple pie. You've never had apple pie?
Well, my mom said it would give me diarrhea.
That's ridiculous. You have to try it at least once.
Diarrhea?
No, baseball. It's the best. Hey, let's come back here later and hit some balls.
Can I bring Richie? He's never played either.
Yeah. Bring Richie. Let's say 4 o'clock.
All right. Hold on. My mom's sending me a text message. No way! We're having macaroni tonight. That means garlic bread. Yes! Awesome!
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I rented this movie on your recommendation. It's nothing but a lame story with a lot of lesbian sex scenes.
And you didn't like it?
I watched it with my parents. It was very uncomfortable.
Come on, it's kind of hot.
No, it's not.
All right, I'm sorry. I'll tell you what. I'm going to recommend this, Haunted Slumber Party. It's actually a pretty decent film.
No lesbian sex scenes?
I think there's two.
You're a pig.
Hey, Richie, are you off yet?
E.T., I can't leave this second, Clark, all right? I don't get to work for an hour a day like you, paper boy.
Gus wants us to hit some baseballs with him.
Clark, we don't play baseball.
I told Gus we'd be there, Richie. And if we don't go, that makes me a liar. And that's not what I'm about. Not now. Not ever.
All right, daytime Emmy. Hey, Marty, I'm going to split early, all right?
I don't even know who you are.
Bros before hoes, dude.
Hey, Liz, honey, do you know where I packed my baseball mitts?
No idea. Hey, Gus, if we conceived this month, we would have the baby in January. Wouldn't it be fun to have a New Year's baby?
I can't find it.
January also has a higher percentage of it being a girl.
I found it. I found my mitt, Liz. It was in the old trunk.
Be serious. This is important. My ovulation peaks at 6 o'clock tonight.
All right, honey. I love you. I'll see you later. I gotta run.
Remember, guys, 6 o'clock.
You gotta keep your eye on the ball.
Wow, you just think of that? You're an amazing coach.
Just focus. You'll be fine. Just watch me.
With this vest, it's hard to swing. It's tight, you know. Quit picking your nose, Clark. Let's go. Look alive. Coming to you. Ow.
You just lost your membership in Video Spot.
Dang it.
Hey, mister, we have this field reserved.
You and your friend were the ones picking on that kid earlier today.
Yeah, so? You douchebags have to get off this field.
Where's your coach?
None of your business. We have practice here, so go, ho.
Hey, well, no coach, no field. Sorry.
Leave our field, or you'll pay the consequences.
What is this, Children of the Corn?
I'm gonna call the cops.
We are cops. We're Navy SEALs.
Navy SEALs aren't cops.
Aren't you a paper boy?
I'm undercover.
All right, you cocky jerks. You want the field so bad? We'll play you for it.
But there are 9 of us and 3 of you.
So you should beat us no problem. What, are you scared?
No.
Yeah, chicken.
I'm gonna go ask our team.
This is a bad idea. They look tough.
I saw that demon boy laying beef in some nice kid's mouth earlier today.
Clark used to get beef laid in his face all the time.
Oh, and you didn't?
I got wedgies. That's different. It's cooler.
Well, do it! Time to meet your makers!
Makers of what? Poop?
Hold it down! Ball's in!
Don't worry, you'll be fine!
Get your position down!
Come on, Troy, strike this loser out!
Don't swing if it's not in a strike zone!
Where's the strike zone?
Strike two!
Right there.
There you go.
Three.
Oh,
yeah.
Sit down, Spaz.
That kid's throwing heat.
Peach meat.
1 out. Gonna be 2 out.
Hey, I bet you're a real good catcher of donuts in your mouth.
Hey. Yeah. Don't chop at it. It's not a sword.
You're not a sword. Come on.
Right two.
Oh, that's ugly, man. Right down, video boy.
Come on now.
Right three.
Huh? I caught it. You're out.
But I ticked it. It hit the bat.
You're still out.
You're still fat. I ticked it. Wow, I ticked it. God, you see that?
Way to make contact on that one.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I was trying to get under it to rip it in the left and to throw him off, but the dog barking threw me.
What dog?
He's gone. He ran to the bushes. It's cool now. All right, go. Gus, come on. Hey, let's get rid of these dogs.
Move in. You're going down, shorty.
Oh!
All right, Gus.
He just did that steroid free.
What steroids?
Something that makes your pee-pee smaller.
There must be steroids in macaroni.
Let's go. Yeah! Nice!
Because you're supposed to catch with your glove, not your face.
Yeah!
I don't need a lift from you, son of Satan. Sorry, shoot. Get another homer for us, Gus.
Yeah, smack it in the butt.
Whatever that means.
Nah, I'm going to keep this one in play. Give the infield a workout. 17-0.
What an idiot! Come on, Troy! Destroy him! Strike him out! Strike this loser!
Ball's still alive, chumps!
Dude, he's gonna score!
Should somebody call 411?
No, he's fine. He just got the wind knocked out of him.
What's that noise?
I think he just got the wind knocked back into him.
Hey, Gus, why didn't you play in high school? You're incredible.
The whole bully thing and jocks, I didn't want to deal with it.
Those butts! You could have gone to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's the past. Hey, Richie, where's your brother?
Howie, come out here. The guys are here.
Is he still dealing with the agoraphobia?
Yeah, dude, he hasn't left the house in 6 months. There he is.
Hey, Howie!
How's it going, buddy?
Hey, guys. How did hitting the balls go?
We played an actual game against real people. You should have been there. It was classic. All these punk teenagers are like, get off our field. And we're like, we'll play you for it. And we did, and we beat them. And I hit a foul, dude. It was sweet.
Yeah. Awesome.
You got to videotape it next time so I can see.
Buddy, just come with us.
No.
It's not that scary. And you could use a little sun. Trust me.
Outside bad. The sun's scary. It's not my friend. He wants to hurt me. Run safer.
I know, son bad, you cuckoo.
All right. In the meantime, you know the best part about winning a baseball game?
What's that?
Going to Pizza Hut to celebrate.
Okay. Yeah!
Richie?
Oh, yeah. Okay, buddy.
Ooh, is that apple juice?
No.
Honestly, you got real natural athletic skills. You could be a terrific ball player, buddy.
You know what? When you throw it to me and I catch it, not with my face, but with the glove, I like it. I'm starting to get the fever.
What's going on?
Nothing, just refilling the bar.
I love salad.
Yeah, it's good and good for you.
I love salad.
That was some Barry White shit.
Barry smooth. Yeah, I work when I have to.
How's Miss Pac-Man treating you?
Red Ghost is kicking my ball.
Yeah, that's them, Uncle Jerry.
Richie Goodman and Clark Reedy? What were you losers doing on my ball field today?
Clark was. I was at home.
They were with me. We were just hitting balls and having fun. These kids showed up and we scrimmaged them.
That is priceless. Clark the Dork and Richie Bitchy playing baseball.
Why is that so funny?
Because they're retards. And they should stick to what they know best, boogers and dingleberries. You, stay away from my field. Or my 12-year-old nephew kick your ass.
Nice meeting you, Fairy Jerry.
What was that?
Well, you gave Clark and Richie nicknames. I thought I'd give you one. Fairy Jerry.
Oh, really?
Really.
Okay, Gus. Gus. Gus Bus.
What?
That's you, Gus Bus.
Wow, that was a brutal comeback.
Let's go, guys.
I don't think I'll ever recover from that. Man.
You stay off my field.
Stay away from the fairy dust, Jerry.
Gus Bus.
Shut up, Troy. It was the coolest, Gus.
I never see anybody stand up to Jerry like that.
I knew guys like that where I grew up. You know, they think they can do whatever they want.
I just wanted to say, that was great the way you put Jerry McDowell in his place.
That was no big deal.
Well, unfortunately for all of us, Jerry's in charge of the baseball league for the entire county.
Hey, are you the kid that got farted on earlier?
Yes, this is my son, Nelson. He's become quite the fart magnet for the neighborhood bullies.
I also get a healthy smear of animal toes twice daily.
When I was your age, Fairy Jerry dumped a bucket of dog poop on me.
His son just did that to me last week.
Tried to talk to Jerry about it. He just laughed and gave me a titty twister.
You know, guys like that don't realize the damage they're causing.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh,
By the way, thanks for hitting Kyle Wilson in the chest with the ball and then letting me rip one right in his mouth earlier. It was one of the best days of my life.
This car is so radical. Looks just like Kit from the show Knight Rider.
It is Kit from Knight Rider. Watch this.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Kit.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm just one of those nerds who grew up to make billions. Maybe I'll see you guys around sometime.
It was a pleasure to meet you all. Easy now.
I have yet to perfect the peel out.
It was
No.
It was cool.
Bad.
Chicks were checking you out.
Try not to destroy me completely, Mel.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
Where have you been?
I was with Clark and Richie.
I am on an ovulating schedule. You were supposed to be here at 6 o'clock, remember?
I thought you meant Central Mountain Time. Did you mean Pacific Standard Time?
Why would you think I meant Mountain Time?
Because you're from Colorado. Don't you ovulate according to where you're born?
I guess that's just weird. So from now on, it's Pacific Standard Time.
Pacific Standard Time. Okay, I'm all over that, baby. I'm sorry. I love you.
Check out this myth. It's all black. I look like a Borak warrior from the Captain Mighty series.
We'll get a load of Mega Myth.
Clark, Richie? I hardly recognize you clowns without the underwear on your head.
Brad, wow, you have really not slimmed down.
Well, eat me. So I heard from Jerry you tools think you're athletes now?
That's funny. I didn't know athlete had three syllables. Athlete, that's amazing.
You think you're hot shit because you know words. Hey, Brad, why don't you be a stud and point us toward the register, or register-er. My team practices today at 5. Swing by if you she-men want to lose.
Oh, you can't handle the truth.
Bring it! Suck it!
Oh.
Gus!
Gus!
Can't hear us.
Oh, God. Hey, fellas. You okay, Richie?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just purple nuts.
Gus, we just had a run-in with one of our old bullies over at the sporting goods store.
What happened?
He said we're still a bunch of wussies, and he challenged the three of us to a game.
I don't know if you can leave work.
Of course I can leave work. I'll finish mowing the salon later. Let's take this guy down.
I think I'm gonna puke. Grab my arm.
All right, Bobby, this one's coming for you. Focus and give us a double play now. Got a wave, good job. Well, looks like the three musketeers decided to show up. Everybody get your butts in here. It's time for us to scrimmage some losers.
Yeah, we got a scrimmage. Come on.
Durr. Now, how the hell's this going to work with three guys?
We got a pitcher, a catcher, and a fielder.
No, you've got a retarded paperboy, a gay video clerk, and a smelly midget.
You want to dance? I'll dance on your face.
Dance? We'll beat your ass.
Death to you.
Titty twister.
My wife's the only one who gets to twist these man titties.
I just know you guys better come ready to play.
Gus is the new Jet Lee.
Hey, Dad, come down to the field, quick.
Strike two! Strike three!
Hey!
What? It slipped.
Strike three! Hey! What are you laughing at?
You told me a joke.
Let's go, Richie!
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dad, come here, look.
You might want to throw a fielder up in those mountains in case. Pa-bang! What you got? Pulled something. Used to run track.
Come on, Richie.
Strike two.
Nah, I didn't swing at that. Can't count it.
Strike three. Did you tell him to slow it down? Did you tell him?
Here you go, bud.
Thanks, Nelson.
You're welcome.
Whoa! Home run!
Yeah! Yeah, did you see that?
Oh, my God!
Howie! He just hit a home run!
Woo! Woo!
One, two, three.
Can I get you a tennis racket?
No!
Bravo, gentlemen. Bravo. Great game.
Hey, thanks, Mel.
Say, guys, I had this sensational idea I want to run by you. Are you free for lunch tomorrow?
I usually take lunch from 12 to 4:30, so if it's in there, I can handle it.
Tomorrow is egg salad day, but I guess I could double up on lunch.
Gus, what do you think?
One sounds good.
Great.
I'm at 501 Schmegmer Street. See you then.
See you, Nelson.
Bye.
See you, Nelson.
Bye, guys.
What do you think it's about?
Dude, you're in trouble.
Hey, no way.
You're definitely busted.
I didn't do anything, I swear!
This is it? I always wondered who lived here. I just thought it was Clay Aiken or something.
Who goes there?
That is so cool! Hey, it's Gus, Clark, and Richie. We're here to see Mel.
You may enter.
Thanks, Darth! Thanks, Darth!
This place is sick, yo.
This house must cost $1 zillion.
$2 zillion, actually. Hey, Mel, this place is incredible.
Thank you, Gus. Gentlemen, welcome to Chateau Schmegmer.
Shall we adjourn to the food quarter?
Gentlemen, make yourselves at home.
Oh, Yoda! R2!
Number 7.
Lunch is ready when you are, Mr. Carmichael.
Hey, Number 7.
Don't touch me!
Gentlemen, let's see. Sit wherever you please. Gentlemen, order any kind of sandwich you'd like. Number 7, thank you. I'll have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with mayonnaise. Ta-da!
Whoa. Can I have tuna fish and Skittles and pudding skin on wheat with the crust cut off?
I guess so.
That was radical!
All right, I got a crazy one for you, Number 7. I'd like a turkey on what?
Oh. Good.
So what's on your mind, Mel?
Gentlemen, it is time we brought this cause into the public eye.
What cause?
The cause of the bench warmers. The kids who warm the bench while the others get to play and have all the fun. Now, all of us here in this room have been excluded from athletic activities. And now our kids are going through the same tomfoolery. Now, Richie, do you have any kids?
Never had a date.
Clark?
Never spoke to a girl.
Gus?
My wife and I are kind of working on it.
Well, when you do have them, you will know how painful it is to see them sad.
Bonjour, dudes.
Hey, Nelson.
Hey, Nelson, how's it going?
Good, my man.
Son. You have a little smear of something on your cheek. From a dog or a cat?
I think it's a goat.
Number 7, some assistance, please.
Thanks, Number 7. You're my best friend.
As you are mine, Nelson.
That's so cool.
Now, this is why I want to start a round-robin tournament with you three incredible men playing against all the notoriously mean-spirited teams of the state.
But why us three?
Because you know what it feels like to be left out. You're three grown men who never got to play baseball because you were weird and smelled and sat when you peed. Okay, the last one was just me. But you get my point.
But why would any of these teams agree to play in this tournament?
Ah,
for the prize.
Whoa!
It's incredible.
An official size stadium, model to scale, after all the greatest ballparks in America.
It's like Wrigley, Fenway, and Yankee Stadium.
Nelson and his buddies have already set up several websites devoted to your team.
You can go on nerdleague.net, thebenchwarmers.org, please stop with the shit-tossing, it's getting old.com.
Mel, why don't you just build a stadium for Nelson and his buddies and keep everybody else out?
Because, Richie, that won't solve anything.
Yeah, Clark.
If we can beat them at their own game, then kids like Nelson and his buddies will get respect.
We'll do it. Come on. Benchwarmers on three. One, two, three.
Benchwarmers!
Excuse me, can I get a napkin? I spilled my ice cream.
On the counter.
Excuse me, sir. Are you Gus Matthews? Sorry. I spit a lot when I speak. People despise me for it.
Hey, people spit. I mean, I spit when I talk sometimes, too.
My name is Sammy. They call me Sammy Franklin.
Pleased to meet you, Sammy. I'm Gus. Gus Bus.
Hey, if I come to a game, can I be your scorekeeper and statistician?
Certainly.
Yes!
All right. See you later, Sammy.
You're the man, guys. Peace out.
All right.
Who was that boy?
Oh, I'm just seeing if you might be interested in babysitting a triplet in a year or so.
Why are you spitting on me?
Oh, sorry, honey. This is idiotic. Are these guys serious about this bench warmer crap?
It sounds like it.
I'm not playing in this stinking thing. Guys, if there weren't nerds in the world, who would we throw crap at?
No doubt. But what if we don't play and they win it?
They'll probably build some weird nerd spaceship and fly it to planet Booger or something. I don't know.
Now, guys, it's one game elimination. They're as good as done.
You know what? You're right. Let's strap it on and beat these three geeks and win us a new stadium.
Let's get it up!
You're discreet when it's sweet.
Oh, all right, okay. Whoa! We have a crowd, you guys.
Excellent!
Holy crap, what is she doing here?
Who is it?
It's a salad chick from Pizza Hut.
She's so hot, it's thick.
Hey, she's with me.
You wish.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you feeling?
I just destroyed that porta potty, but I'm feeling better.
Who did this?
No!
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Listen, I got a gift for you.
Whoa!
Never had my own uniform before.
Well, we can't have a team without uniforms, right?
I've never taken this off. This is the coolest thing ever.
This is the first game of the tournament. Now let's go out there styling.
Yeah!
Hey, Nelson showed some serious bat retrieving skills last game. What do you say about being the Benchwarmers' official bat boy?
That means yes!
All right!
Yes. Come on, what are we waiting for? Let's kick some hairless ass!
Yeah!
I had hair in my ass before I could walk.
This is it, kids. The Benchwarmers quest for the stadium is about to begin. Carl's Autobody, the bad guys.
I've just taken the field in our exclusive internet podcast of Benchwarmers baseball. First to bat, Richie Goodman.
Fingers crossed.
Come on, Richie.
Easy out here. Let's go.
Hit your pitches.
I kicked it. I kick it again.
Nice try, son.
Woo, just fouled two in a row in front of Salad Girl.
Nice.
Next up to bat, Clark Reedy.
All right, Clark, here we go. You're the man.
Those squirrels are definitely out.
That's my Miata! Get him up!
Hey, Frank, get up!
What is this happening? Come on, snap his femur!
Richie, help me! Help me! Mommy!
Come on, guys.
We did it! You can take better!
Crack a jack. I'll die and never come back. Hallelujah.
can't just be about me. I gotta get these guys more involved.
Look alive, Clark!
I wanna go home.
Hey, no, we need you, buddy.
No, you don't. I'm awful.
Come on now.
This one's coming right to you, Clark.
Come on, let's end this. Two outs. Strike this kid out like before.
A home run here would tie it up and could knock the Benchwarmers out of the tournament.
There we go! Nice job!
Make the play, Clark! Clark, go! Pick up the ball!
Run! Get up! Go! Go! Go!
Hey.
Richie, incoming!
Like you said!
Oh. There we go! Nice
job! Richie, get the ball!
The ball?
Pop! Behind you!
I'm sorry, honey. We had another game today, and I pulled a muscle sliding to second base.
You gotta be kidding me.
That's all right. I was safe.
Gus, we're trying to start a family. I can't do it by myself.
Well, I would hope not, because that would make you hermaphrodite. We don't want that.
I'm glad this is a big joke to you.
What?
Honey, I was just having a little fun. Come on, don't go.
Gentlemen, yesterday's performance was phenomenal. All the online chat rooms are exploding with enthusiasm.
But
hey, Mel, why aren't we out practicing on the field?
Well, I thought we could have kind of a secret practice. Maybe become more well-rounded as a unit. Nothing much. Hitting, running, throwing, catching.
Yeah, Clark.
Ha, ha, ha. I heard you, Stunk.
Shut up, number seven.
You shut up.
I'll kill you.
I want you guys to meet an old friend of mine who knows a thing or two about baseball. Ready when you are, buddy.
Is that Mr. T?
Dude, it's Dr. Dre.
No, no. That's Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, no.
Mr. October. 563 home runs. Twice World Series MVP, where he spanked four consecutive home runs. Three of them on three pitches.
Reggie Barr and I met at tuba camp when we were kids. Look at that. Oh, no way. That's you, Reggie?
Why is that so funny? I was a cute kid.
Oh, absolutely. You're like a young Denzel. I mean,
I didn't know Denzel played Urkel.
Reginator and I went through some tough times together with bullies and being picked on and whatnot.
I can't stand that stuff. Rise me crazy!
Oh!
Crazy!
Easy, buddy. Easy. Anyway, I told Reggie Oxenfree we're having some problems with our fundamentals, and he agreed to come and help us run some drills. Isn't that great?
We'll do the same drills that I did when I was a kid learning to play baseball.
All right. Hey, so whose house is this?
Shh. This is to teach us speed.
I was standing here going to teach us speed. What are you doing? Where's he going?
Hey, run!
Why?
What? Oh! Don't go!
Reggie, you're
that
nuts!
Is so
who the hell is this? I was freaking split back! Nobody messes with me! I will whip your throat out! Do you hear me? And I will find you! You're in the bushes! Yeah!
I'm sorry! I'm sorry!
I'm sorry! I'm sorry! I'm
sorry!
Remember the time we
had... Come on, guys, let's go! Come on, come on!
Remember the time we realized...
You better run, you smart Alex!
Who is it, Brad?
Just a bunch of punks who better watch their backs!
Relax, smarty pants. Let's finish the massage.
Brad have a pool?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Oh, you little devil. I'm gonna get you!
Nightmares.
This next drill, boys, is for your catch and quick release skills.
Hot potato! Oh!
No!
Excellent, Clark!
Clark, let go!
Throw it! Come in! Let go!
What? Sorry. Oh dear.
The final drill is for hand-eye coordination. Hit it, Mel!
Boogity, boogity, boogity! Let's go racing!
Excellent!
That's my friend!
Give me the bat!
Don't fall.
Come on, Alex.
You gotta get it, baby.
Get it, baby.
Come on, man. You can do it. Bro, you can do it. Let me see it.
Mark, you're lucky I'm a billionaire.
The score is all tied out at the bottom of the sixth. This is the Benchwarmers' closest battle yet.
All right, Clark. See the ball, be the ball.
Oh,
Clark just made contact.
With his own head.
Grab real tight, cuz. Hey! Better distance that time.
Yeah.
Richie's coming up. The benchwarmers really need a hit here.
All right, Richie, here we go.
She's way out of your league.
What's that?
You're probably a 39-year-old virgin. Women don't think that's too cute.
Shouldn't you be at home, like, combing your doll's hair or something?
Shouldn't you be at home blowing a doll up? Because that's the only action a tool like you is ever going to get.
Take it out of the ball, not his head.
Oh!
He's running third and heading for home!
Bring it, Dork!
Benchwarmers won a close one on Richie's first home run in the history of the universe. We'll see you in game three.
I never hit.
Can we have your autographs?
Are you serious? Yeah, you can.
All right.
Write my name right here on the ball. Hey, you see that home run? Tell your sister about it.
Wait, do you need my address too?
Oh, you guys are making some noise. This is music to my ear hair.
My dad has ear hair. It's pretty scary.
Wait, is badass one or two words?
How do they keep winning?
These guys are a bunch of turd nuggets.
Who wants to wrestle?
I'm in.
All right.
I'm good.
Gotcha.
Howie, listen to me. Look, they're not going to kill you, all right? They're just dropping off the cookies I ordered.
They look very aggressive. I think they want to beat me up.
Trust me, you'll be fine. Just take the Thin Mints back into the apartment. That's our food for the week.
Fine. You can eat the Thin Mints at my funeral, Richie.
Hot!
Excuse me?
Hey.
Okay.
How you doing? Yeah, that's the wrong pipe. No biggie. What's going on?
Just returning these movies.
Oh! Hey, well, I'm the management, so I'm going to waive the late fee.
Oh, they're not late, but thank you.
Oh, well, anything you want in the store is free, too.
I'm Sarah, and this is my brother, Jarrett. He's a huge fan of yours in the Benchwarmers.
Oh, wow. Cool. Thanks for cheering us on.
Hey, what does biatch mean?
That means good game in Swedelandia.
Well, we'll let you get back to work.
Oh, okay. But maybe I'll see you another game, hopefully?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. See you, Jarrett.
Biatch, Jarrett.
Marty, what do you think of my future wife?
I smell cinnamon rolls.
Oh, I smell cinnamon rolls, too.
Gentlemen, check it out.
Whoa, nerd headquarters. Never felt more comfortable in my life.
Hey, guys, dig again to these. We made your own baseball cards.
Yeah. Oh, give me that.
Cool.
Let me see this.
What?
I got statistics. I hit 30 home runs.
I got 11 foul ticks.
I have 20 eyes closed strikeouts, 5 broken windshields, and 6 dead birds. I'm freaking awesome.
Now listen up. Brookdale and Candy are both advanced today, so we have to beat them to make it to the semifinals. Unfortunately, it is on their own home turf, so we're going to have to hit the road for a few days.
Did you say Brookdale?
Yeah, aren't you from Brookdale?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
All right.
We'll have a big welcome home party
yeah.
for you guys.
No.
I mean, it's all right. I lost contact with everybody there.
Wait, so we're staying overnight? Does my mother have to sign a permission slip?
No, but we will have to change your diaper. Seriously, it's been 3 days.
Hey, sweetheart, I just found out I have to leave town this week for a landscaping convention.
I never mentioned a landscaping convention before.
I know. This is the first one.
My ovulation schedule has been delayed 3 days because of the full moon anyway, so it's okay.
Hey, Gussie, imagine if we had a boy first, and he grew up to be smart and sweet and handsome.
Or imagine he's only 3 feet tall, and everybody in the school calls him Midget Boy or Yoda. And then just for fun, they throw him into a bunch of bowling pins and laugh until they pee all over themselves.
Were you Midget Boy or Yoda?
I don't want to talk about it. Just make some room, honey. I gotta take a leak.
Mel is officially insane.
Oh, right? Gus, how sick is this? It's Sleep 5 and it's got PlayStation.
Yeah, and check out the fridge. It's full of sweets. I'm already on my third candy bar.
Oh, man.
Mother would not approve of this.
It's creepy.
Ow! What the hell is that?
That's just Howie.
Howie? You left the house. Good for you.
Richie told me about the killer that's loose in the neighborhood. He's killing anyone named Howie. That's my name.
We'll just go with it.
Milton!
Hey,
let's
he
go,
is.
Boys.
Hey.
We gotta be in Candy by 2 o'clock. Oh, FYI, this team we're playing today is notorious for egging comic book conventions.
Destroy them!
Howie, you're a freak. Edgar, let's get the Guts Bus on the road.
It's game 3. Benchwarmers versus Standard Fence at Candy at City Park.
Are we here?
I think we are.
It's the sixth inning, and the Benchwarmers are down by 1 run with Clark Reedy up on deck.
Clark, hold back.
Wait, why?
That's good.
That's really
good. Wait, what are you doing?
Oh,
it's
I
be great.
See.
Hey, Richie, I look like a mummy.
God, it worked.
Clark got a hit.
Bonza.
The other way.
What the heck was that?
What a moron! Yeah?
Close the door, Felicity! Just close the
These people, we're like the Beatles. Or Wham.
Get your bench warmer souvenirs, flat rolls, pocket protectors, tennis, got everything you need.
Welcome to Brookdale for game 4. Bench Warmers Baseball is on the internet.
Coach Bellows, Gus Matthews from the Bench Warmers. Shake hands and have a good game.
All right. Gus Matthews, that sounds familiar. Are you from around here?
No. I grew up on the North Pole. Not even close to here.
And here's the pitch. It's a high fly ball. Bad news. The bench warmers are behind 2-0. Gus is up. Hart's on third. He smacked that ball.
Hey, can we please leave, Mel?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Gus!
Gus, maybe this will relax you. Fresh off the press, the Daily Schmegler.
Oh, I'm up there!
Bench warmers get Hizza and Rizzle into semifinals.
Mel, if my wife sees this, I'm totally busted.
Do not fret, my good man. Number 7 is covering Clark's paper route.
Problem solved, Gus.
Welcome to the semifinals of Mel's tournament. Only Wayne's Hardware stands between the bench warmers and the final game. Meanwhile, the nerd fans are attempting their first wave ever.
Hey, Jerry, what's going on? Who's this?
I wanted you guys to have a little edge today, so I brought my friend Carlos. He is from the Dominican Republic, and he is one incredible ball player.
Carlos, that's great. How old are you?
I'm 12.
More like 1,200.
Check my birth certificate. He's legit.
You're kidding. This is green crayon.
Papi! Papi!
Silencio, mijo. It's your kid? Well, anyways, look, thanks a lot, Jerry, but my team kicks ass. I think we'll be fine.
Well, he's here if you need him.
I need a refill.
You need to go to an AA meeting.
Not really, I need a refill.
Look, a vampire!
About time. Go. You're in. You're in. Give me that.
Come on, Andre. We need mucho home runos.
Whoa, dude, you smell like beer.
You look like beer.
Hey, who the hell's this guy?
Sorry.
Is he on your roster?
Yeah, of course he is. He wasn't feeling well earlier, so I couldn't play him.
You told me it's sequel.
This guy's 50. He's got a mustache.
Not according to birth certificate.
He's got documentation.
Oh,
play ball!
Howie, listen, take this money, go buy beer and tequila, and come right back. He'll go with you. Don't be scared. No, no, no. Go, go, go.
Go, go, go.
All right.
Get stepped in the batter's box.
I'm gonna kill your family.
Looks like the gut bug is out of gas.
It's the third inning and the Benchwarmers cling to a one-run lead.
Your hair is like water, bug.
Thank you.
Who say my name?
This is a present from the Benchwarmers. You're really good at baseball. It's awesome.
Gracias, albino.
No get lost!
Ah! Two outs and the Benchwarmers hanging on. 6-5. Top of the sixth. Benchwarmers leading 7-5.
That looks rough, dude. Is it broken?
It's not broken, but I definitely can't pitch.
Richie, can you pitch?
Hell no, dude. I can't even catch. My vote is to have Clark the new pitcher.
Wait, why me?
Because you throw newspapers. You have to have some kind of arm.
Come on, come on. Let's go, guys.
Clark, we have no other choice.
What are you going to do?
I'll play the outfield. I can still catch pop flies.
I'll try.
I wonder if Clark ever pitched before. Nope.
Come on, really burn it in.
Yeah. Ball three.
Come on.
Ball four, take your base.
Two-run lead, bases are loaded, and Carlos is coming up. The time runs
forth!
Here comes the lead run! And he is!
Oh! Oh my God! What a play!
Linda,
we go to the bottom of the last inning, and it's all tied up.
Carlos, we need Trace more outs to go into extra innings. Is that beer?
Oh, it's Gatorade, Hunky. Just give me the ball.
The Benchwarmers need to get something going against Carlos because he's unhittable.
The line of ball! Hit him! Hit him! Hit him!
Yeah! Tipo Hendo, bicicleta.
Maria, why did you leave me, huh?
Letting a 12-year-old drink like that is disgusting.
He's ducking the ball.
Here we go, Richie. Here we go.
Hey, you made
it. Es que el strike es muy pequeño.
Gus is up. And here's the pitch.
Hey, who's on deck?
Oh, damn.
Oh, no, it looks like they don't have anyone else. They have to forfeit.
What?
Don't you have any reserve players?
No.
What about that guy over there eating sunblock?
He's never played before.
It's not my problem. He's got a uniform on.
Hey, either he plays or you forfeit the game. Play ball!
Last inning, winning runs on third, and it's all up to Howie.
Look at this freak.
Son, you have to get the batter's box.
Someone get his sword.
There you go, Howie. Take this.
Get up there and take a swing! Look at all those albinos.
Wait till he pitches the ball, retard.
They should let him use his sword.
Maria!
Come on, weird guy!
Carlos, you're drunk!
Hey!
We're here with Richie Goodman of the Benchwarmers. How do you feel after that big win?
Hey, what can I say? Baseball's in my blood.
Hey, can I give a shout-out to my main salad girl, Pizza Hut? I like salad.
Guys, can you believe this crap? I'd like to beat his ass just like I did back at the Diz Ed.
Are they any good?
The only guy that's good is that guy right there.
This is Gus Matthews, the heart and soul of the Benchwarmers.
Gus Matthews?
So were you bullied as a kid?
The bully thing affected my life pretty huge, and I just want to tell you kids that messing with other kids can really do a lot of damage.
What? That guy damaged more kids than anybody I knew. It made my life hell growing up. But you're twice his size. You can crush that little puke. He didn't do the physical warfare. He played the psychological card by attacking your weaknesses. I started losing my hair when I was 9 years old. He jumped all over it with the mean nicknames. Eight Ball, Bowling Ball, Kojak, Mr. Clean, Cream of Wheat Guy, Scatman Carruthers, the Black Uncle Fester.
How about the Black Bodybuilding Charlie Brown?
That's a good one.
He used that too.
Oh, don't cry, buddy. I think your hair's the bomb, yo. Looks great, doesn't it, guys?
Yeah.
Really, brothers?
Yeah.
Sure, Daddy Warbucks. I would have never have thought that that was a wig.
If I was blindfolded.
Oh. We got a problem? Why don't you punch me in the face as hard as you can? Pour some honey on me. Let me see you get really mad.
Anyway, at least I left it with my sanity. He actually teased this one midget boy in our neighborhood league so bad, the little fella up and quit baseball and went into the loony bin.
Guys, we gotta tell Jerry. He's gonna love this.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Really? Well, thanks, Cassandra.
What's the score now, Mel?
Well, Jerry's number just went 5-2. That means our town gets the stadium.
Yeah. You mean Milton and his buddies are gonna get the stadium? Because we're gonna kill those guys.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Number 7 shakes all around.
Yes.
I gotta take a leak.
Down the hall, 12th door on the right.
Last night, we did a story about the Benchwarmers, a team of three young men who were excluded from playing baseball as kids and who are now making up for lost time.
Hello, Gus. This is the urinal speaking. A chemical analysis of your pee shows you'd better stop eating all that fast food or you're going to die.
We have just been given evidence that one of the men... Gus Matthews is not the man he's been saying he is.
Hey, no shake for me. The toilet said so.
Yeah. Gus Matthews was easily the biggest bully in Brookdale.
Well, you weren't the nicest kid in school either, Stephen.
Oh, I hate everybody.
What a baby. But he's right. I was the principal back then, and Gus was in my office constantly. I remember he especially picked so hard on one kid that the poor boy had to be institutionalized.
That's really too bad. Those guys inspired a lot of really nice kids. This is Kathy Dobson from Channel 9 News.
You were a jerk just like the best they kids who mess with me?
I made a mistake, Nelson. I wish I could take it all back.
I can't believe I looked up to you.
I don't know what to say, guys. I'm sorry.
Let's party!
Not now, number seven.
Is that why you don't want to have kids, Gus? And do you feel you don't deserve a happy family because of what you did in your past?
I'm afraid that if we have kids, they're going to get picked on without mercy because karma would be catching up with me.
Sweetheart, you are wrong. Life's about learning lessons.
I can't just learn a lesson and move on. Look, that little boy that I picked on when I was a kid, he didn't ever move on.
I bet he'd be able to move on if you said you were sorry.
Can I help you? Marcus, honey!
What is it, Mother? I just finished another peanut butter sculpture. It's a pterodactyl.
Oh, that's nice. You have a visitor, dear.
But I don't know anyone.
It's Gus from grade school.
No! Don't come down here!
Hear me out. Just give me a chance.
Malacca! Ghoulie! Zoo!
Marcus, stop trying to cast spells.
Marcus.
Stay away!
Marcus, I want to apologize for all the nasty things I did to you when we were kids. I'm not here to mess.
Oh, you're lying to me like all the other times. You were denied entry.
I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart. I was stupid, Marcus.
Get out of my basement. You're a bad, bad man. Go, get out.
Look, I didn't expect you to forgive me. I mean, look, I know because of me you were never able to feel what it was like to play ball or be part of a team. So, I want to give you my hat, Marcus. Because even though you didn't know it, you were the heart and soul of this squad. See you around, buddy.
Start here. You've got 24 hours.
What, are you serious?
If you build it, nerds will come. And keep it under a billion. That's all I've got. On me.
Excellent!
Okay, Bebo! We got 24 hours to build us a ballpark! Can we do it? Yeah!
Whoa.
Are you kidding me? Look at this. Dude, this place is huge.
Swings!
We'll go on the swings later.
Slide!
That's right. There's a pool. I'll go in after.
Oh, I forgot my floaties.
We're here live in Greenfield for the big game between the Benchwarmers and Jerry's Lumber. The Benchwarmers were recently rocked by scandal. Let's see what the fans have to say. Excuse me, sir. What do you think of the accusations against Gus?
His soul will perish in the fire pit of the underworld.
There you have it. Fire pits. Not a good time.
We can still win this thing.
How?
If we use the Force.
Let's try not to be too geeky, Clark.
The Force is powerful, my young Padawan.
He's right, it is.
Hey, guys. I know I'm not on the team anymore, but I just wanted you to know that I'm here to support you. Because you'll always be my best friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Schmegner Park and the final game of Mel's Tournament of Little Baseballers and Three Older Guys.
Oh, no. Hey, check out the little gnome.
Play ball!
Can I say something?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hand me the mic, please. I can't reach it.
Hello, everyone. My name is Marcus Elwood, or better known as Dragon Master 784.
Or Yoda, or Midget Boy.
It is true. I ended up in an institution as a child from Gus bullying me all the time. And he made my life miserable for years. To be honest, I thought I would never stop hating him. But then yesterday, he came to visit me in my basement. And as I cowered in my peanut butter fort, he apologized to me. And I could hear the sadness in his voice.
This nerd makes me seem like Rambo.
I don't think so.
John Stamos?
Warmer.
And then moments after my old nemesis left, I saw a hat on my stuffed moose. The hat of a bench warmer. A bench warmer begging for a new start, just like me. And so many of you.
He said he'd get in a start. I'll never forgive the kids who picked on me.
Young one, life is too short to harbor hatred. Do you remember episode number 38 of Dungeon Wars? The golden elves forgive the great giants for destroying their village. Even though the giants made the elves' life hell, the elves realized the giants were tortured too.
Wow. He's a modern day Yoda.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, not his looks, but his philosophy stuff. Actually,
his looks a little bit too.
And so, I forgive my new friend Gus, as all of you should. But look at all the joy and hope he's brought to all of us. He has more than paid his dues.
So good.
Hold on, Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus.
Hey, buddies for life.
Thanks.
I want a little man, too.
Here you go.
You know, me and the guys have been playing all these games, not for revenge. We did it to show that everyone should be allowed to play baseball and have fun. And that is why Clark, Richie, and I will not be playing in the game today. Instead, our team will consist of a bunch of kids who never know what it's like to play in front of a crowd or to be cheered on. Let me tell you, it's an awesome feeling.
So please, put your nerd and jock hands together and welcome to the field the new Benchwarmers! Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Now lastly, let's make some noise for your new third base coach, Marcus Elwood! Yeah!
You all right? For years, I thought the sun was a monster. I'm here to tell you that it's not a monster. It's not a monster!
All right, all right.
Okay, take him in the shade.
All right, let's have some fun!
Hey, everybody, it's Clark and Richie, and we're standing in for Gretchen and Mitchell.
Here, we're going to get things going right now. Big day! Whoa, he got it.
Oh! Oh! Oh.
And he's okay!
Oh, hey! That's my helmet! That's my helmet!
All right,
my God, I just saw your head for the first time. Lee.
Let's give a nice round of applause for little Sammy Sprinkler.
He missed it, and people are cheering.
Yeah, his coach didn't even yell at him.
That's pretty cool.
And here comes our leadoff hitter with a familiar tape job. Gretchen, I know why you're taping your hands. I also know why there's three squirrels that won't be attending this game today. There's a strikeout.
Okay, good
try. Good game, Gretchen.
All right, next up, it's Jared. You know Jared, you know his sister works at Pizza Hut. She's right over there. Another strikeout. And a strikeout. Strikeout, 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 strikeout. And a strikeout.
I think we got a free stadium.
Clark, you know, we're beating them in strikeouts. And you're also beating them in Booger's pick, so we got that.
Good game. Drive home safe tonight on the Yellow Brick Road.
God, he's a dick. We got all that one. Back, 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 back. Balouche! In the pool!
Good hit, Kyle. Yeah. Nice one, Kyle. Go, Kyle!
Well, it's 42-0 as we head into the last inning, and it looks like the bench warmers will go down without a fight.
Hey, what are you smiling at?
I don't know. I guess how much fun they're having.
Wipe the smile off your face or wipe it off for you. You got three more outs. You blow this shutout, you won't play on a team next year. You got it?
Get out there and annihilate those stinkweeds.
You know what? You're the loser.
Todd!
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Nelson. I'm gonna throw you one right down the middle, okay? What does that mean?
It means choke up on the bat a little and swing away. The ball is gonna be right there.
Hey, thanks. I can help you with your social studies homework later if you need it.
Sounds good. I suck at social studies.
Okay, guys, follow my lead.
You know the secret?
Sure.
I've never actually, like, totally 100% kissed a girl before. And I was wondering if you would be my first one.
I would like nothing more than that.
Agree?
Clark! You kissed a girl before I did?
This is way better than macaroni.
I'm not afraid of the sun anymore.
That's good, buddy. How's the moon treating you?
Not a fan.
Hey, Guts. The new benchwarmers are going to need a coach next season. What do you say?
I'd be honored, Mel. But might be a little busy getting my family started.
Actually, honey, it's already been started.
Really?
Hey, everybody. I'm going to be a dad.
That's quite an ovation.
You want to hear an even bigger one? The reason she's pregnant is because I went all the way with her.
So great. What does all the way mean?